This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Human beings are very wrongdoing, and they're extremely ungrateful. And what is one of the ways in which we're extremely ungrateful? We always have reason to complain. Always. If somebody says, hey, what's on your mind? You say, nothing, okay. No, you can talk to me. All right, here's a list. And then there's a list of all the issues. I mean, it's too hot. I used to live in California, now I'm living in Texas. And you know, you've got all kinds of problems. Or money issues, health issues, family issues, personal issues, you know, all career issues, education issues, self-worth issues, self-esteem issues, all kinds of issues. And we're drowning in those issues. And if you were to just take a moment and think about what am I actually thinking about that I should be grateful for, it's actually very hard. It becomes a difficult exercise. I can't really think about anything right now. I'm drowned in the negativity. And it doesn't matter how much knowledge you have. It doesn't matter how long your beard is or how tightly your hijab is worn. This has nothing to do with the outside of our Islam. This is something that's happening inside of our hearts. So you and I could be hufadh of the Quran. We could have all the knowledge in the world, but gratitude isn't there because we're always negative. We're always complaining. We're always looking at what's wrong around us. The word shukr has to be understood a little bit deeply also. Shukr is different from hamd. The Quran begins with alhamdulillah. That's where the Quran begins. Now the words alhamdulillah, the word hamd, is actually a combination of two things, and I'd like you to remember that. I know I say a lot of things in a khutbah, but a few things I'd like you to keep with you even after you leave. So here's one of those things. Hamd is two things. It's praise and gratitude. It's praise and gratitude combined together. Now what does that mean? When you see a nice car drive by, you praise it. Oh, nice car. You didn't thank the car. You weren't grateful to the car, you just praised it. So that's praise. But when someone gives you the nice car, then you're very grateful and you say thank you, that's gratitude. Sometimes you can have praise without gratitude. It's possible. And sometimes you can even have gratitude without praise. That happens too. I mean, Ibrahim alayhi salam is really grateful to his father. He raised him. But he's not going to praise his father because his father builds idols. So you could praise someone, you can be grateful to someone, even though they're not praiseworthy. Musa alayhi salam was grateful to the Pharaoh for raising him, but that doesn't mean he's going to praise him. Those two things don't have to go hand in hand. You know, sometimes people, when you thank them, they expect you to praise them also. Those two things don't necessarily go together. But with Allah, they always go together. Praise and thanks always go together. This passage is actually not about praise. Because it's not anihmad lillah. You see? It's anishkur lillah, about gratitude alone. Just being grateful. We're not even getting to the praise yet. When you have gratitude and praise combined, then we graduate to something called hamd. This is even before hamd. This is even before hamd. This is the starting, the first steps in our relationship with Allah. If you want to get to where you need to be, you need to have a conversation with yourself. I need to have a conversation with myself about what is it that we should thank Allah for. Anishkur lillah. And actually, I told you before, wisdom isn't just beneficial knowledge. It's not just thoughts. It's actually what translates into behavior, translates into outlook, translates how do you perceive things, how do you understand things. You probably heard the phrase a million times, is the glass half empty or half full? Someone with praise of Allah is going to praise Allah that there's water here. Someone without the shukr of Allah, rather, the gratitude, is going to say, why isn't it full? Why didn't you bring it from the fridge? Why is this room temperature? All the things that are wrong with it. That's the attitude of someone who doesn't have shukr, right? So this is an attitude that he embodied. And then Allah says, profound wisdom from Allah, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Because this is Allah's way of telling us that what he's teaching us right now isn't just about Luqman. He says, and whoever is grateful, meaning not just Luqman, whoever learns from this and becomes grateful, then he's only doing so for his own self. فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. You're only doing it for yourself. The thing is, either I'm greedy or unhappy all the time, right? I'm unhappy with the relationship I'm in. I'm unhappy with my children. I'm unhappy with my parents. I'm unhappy with my friends. I'm dissatisfied with the house I live in. I'm dissatisfied with the job that I have, with the clothes that I'm wearing. I'm dissatisfied with the way I look. I'm dissatisfied with my education. I'm dissatisfied with people's opinions of me. I'm constantly dissatisfied, right? If this is who I am, if that's the case, then you know what? And you think, I want more of this and more of this and more of this, then actually the ayah is teaching us you're only harming yourself. You're actually hurting yourself. You're drowning yourself in negativity, and it's paralyzing. It becomes paralyzing for you. living a life of gratitude is actually liberating. It frees you from negative thoughts and makes you capable of doing more with yourself. It actually gives you energy. It makes you optimistic. It gives you a boost. And you're able to do things otherwise you weren't able to do. I find, and this is my experience, hopefully yours is not the same experience. Unfortunately, in the Muslim ummah, and that's the only experience I have is this ummah, we are really addicted to negativity. We're addicted to negative. As a matter of fact, we're so addicted to negativity, if someone's doing something positive, you know what we say to them? What's the point? Nothing's going to change. Why do you even bother? And so instead of looking at anything positive, we say, oh, you think you're doing something good? Look at all these problems that haven't been solved. Would you just come back, join the negative club again? Why are you being so positive? Like someone being optimistic is kind of, we almost get an allergic reaction that this isn't how things are supposed to be. Why don't we bring you back down into the negative world again? Right? So this, and unfortunately sometimes this, from those we look up to. Parents, for example. Luqman is going to be described as a father. When a father is constantly negative, when a mother is constantly negative, what do you think is going to, how are you raising your kids with shukr? If they always see you complaining, if they always see you upset, if they never see you appreciate, not them, not anything else. There's never a happy look on your face. And a lot of people that come up to me and speak with me, a lot of them don't identify themselves as religious Muslims. Right? Sometimes people come and meet me and say, I've seen some of your videos and stuff, but I don't really go to a mosque, or I don't, you know. But I said, so tell me about this. Why don't you identify yourself with a religious community? Why do you feel uncomfortable with, you know, people that you think are religious? You know what they tell me? They're always upset. They look angry all the time. They're just really angry. How is it that the people that have divine wisdom, which is supposed to translate, the wisdom equals gratitude in this ayah. Hikmah, the summary of hikmah, the khulasa of hikmah, the lub of hikmah is what? Is shukr. How is it that someone who's closer and closer and closer to Allah learns more and more and more about Allah's deen, is more miserable? As a matter of fact, the more grateful you are, the more positive you are all the time. You just have a positive outlook on everything. And even if you are down, of course it happens, there are moments that we're down, we tell ourselves, what am I going to be grateful for now? And you pick yourself up again. I'm reminded of, you know, Musa alayhi salam. I'm always reminded of Musa alayhi salam, but still, I'm reminded of Musa alayhi salam. He crosses the water, he's with the Israelites, they left their home, they're homeless. There are hundreds and thousands of them, they're homeless in the desert. They have no roof over their heads. There are men, women, children, suffering, crying. Can you imagine the state? Like right now, we're 20 minutes outside in the 100 degree weather in Texas, and we're like, I gotta get inside. These people are living in the desert, outside of Egypt. This is insane. And he's gonna give them a khutbah. He's gonna calm them down. And what does he say to them? He basically says, the khutbah is, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you're grateful, I'll give you more. I thought he was gonna give them a khutbah about patience. No, he gave them a khutbah about gratitude. And they're like, what am I supposed to be grateful for? Look at the weather, man. Look at how bad the temperature is, my kids. I'm starving. We don't have any other clothes on our backs. Where are we going to get food from in the desert? Grateful? Grateful for what? And if you stop for a moment, grateful for the fact that you weren't just killed, or you didn't just drown, or you're no longer slaves. You're no longer humiliated. Your babies aren't being slaughtered anymore. Your women aren't being allowed to live in degradation. The men of this community don't have to watch their women being humiliated in public. They don't have to do that anymore. You're not grateful? You're complaining? There is always something to be grateful for. There's always something Allah pulls you out of. There's always something that could have been far worse. And so this wisdom is very hard to live by. And if someone does, then the only beneficiary is themselves. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And this is a profound wisdom from Allah. If you and I can become grateful, then you know what happens? لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah's promise, I'll give you more and more and more and more and more. Allah will increase and give you more of all the good in life. Guidance, health, provision. Everything will start falling into place if you can develop and I can develop gratitude.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.